Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Monet, I was just looking up the Anchor app. Have you heard about this?
I've heard of it. Something to do with podcasts, right?
Okay, so Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's absolutely free. Mm-hmm. And they have this like creation tool that lets you record a podcast and edit it right from your phone or your computer.
Oh, that's right, because they can distribute your podcast for you, and it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all the other podcast distribution places, right?
Oh, and you will get the listeners, honey, and when you get the listeners, you make the coin thottas. Mm-hmm. But here's the crazy thing. You actually don't have to have a minimum listenership to get money. You can still make coins.
So it's essentially every single thing you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Oh, you're just so tickled. You love the idea of making podcasts. I love you, Monet.
I love you.
Now listen, if you want to download the free Anchor app, you can also go to anchor.fm and get started.
My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
And I'm Monet Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry.
Bob, are you gonna, do you wanna like let me know that I'm the most beautiful fucking woman you've ever fucking seen?
You look very nice, but give me a fucking compliment.
Well, you are being a little whorish with your fucking bra showing. You're a whore.
It's not a bra, it is a camisole.
I'm not wearing a camisole like you a real lady.
This is a bra.
Bob, since when are you this girl? You normally have your little, that dress on and your tattoo showing. Why are you wearing a camisole? Who are you?
I am a very demure woman, is what I am.
I don't like this demure ass Bob. I don't like this. I want Thorgy came up in here and switched shit around. I don't like this.
I'm not slutting it up like you do over there.
I'm not slutting up. I am fully covered. No, wait. First of all, I want to say this. Fuck Thorgy Thor. Monet Exchange is motherfucking back. Fuck that white dreadlock bitch. That's why I wore my dreadlocks today, so I know who the real chocolate motherfucking drag race reviewer bitch is. Fuck that white bitch.
All right, you heard it here first. Shots fired between Thorgy might be the one. So y'all know I can only do like 2 or 3 episodes of this season of Watchery.
You can do 4. You can do 4.
And who? Maybe Thorgy's gonna. Who's gonna join you?
No, bitch. I want to get like people who understand the culture. I want to get. We're gonna have the Vivian. We're gonna have Bimini. We're gonna have Taste. We're gonna get UK girls. I don't want Thorgy Thor. No, thank you.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ, this is so mean. You're being so mean to Thorgy, the woman who gave you your entire career, gave you your start at Saliva. This is how you treat her.
First of all, as Rhea booked me at Saliva, not Thorgy. I actually asked to do the Saliva. Thorgy was like, "Ew, Monet." That was literally her reaction.
She probably said, "Who, Monet?" So we should go and hop in. We have like how many contestants are there, Jacob? You hold your hands up. How many contestants are there?
82. 82.
And they each have 3 looks to go over.
Yeah.
There's 12. Yeah, that's a lot. With 3 looks. That is 26 looks. 36.
30.
Wait, what's 3 times 12? 36 looks to go over. Let's just jump right into it. First of all,
let's jump on in, girl.
You know I'm colorblind. Bitch, I thought Veronica Green was in blackface. I was like, what is going on? It took me half the episode to realize that she's green. I was like, why is she so dark? What is going on?
Well, what a weird choice. She was like, I got sent home the first time because I was sick. Now I'm going to come back colored looking like I'm sick. She was like, I want to double down on this. I'm not well fantasy.
I think she's trying to be Elphaba. They talk about Wicked a little bit.
Yeah. I don't like it. I think it does not look good. The green does not look good. It's splotchy. It's not well done.
Also, she should have came in and been like, I was sickening. Did it be like a sickening joke?
Yeah, that would have been cute.
But also, okay, asking her, she walked in and says something like, what's that sickening feeling? Bitch, it's you. You're the one with COVID. You're the super spreader.
Well, I will say, okay, Bob Fulty, you know this. I did not watch Drag Race UK season 2. Like, I watched it here and there. I did not watch the whole thing. So, was she good in her original season? Obviously, she went home. But, like, was she, like, a bad contestant?
I thought she was fine. She was never going to win, in my opinion. But what do I know?
Work.
And I thought she was, like, solidly, like, not early out, but, like, she did well. But she was never, she wasn't going to win. She was, like kind of like an Alyssa or, like, not as well as, like, being as popular, like, placement-wise. Like, Latrice, Alyssa.
Also, well-loved by the fans.
No, not in her status with the fans. And the fans do like her, but her placement was that of, like, Latrice or Alyssa, like past the middle.
Got it. Oh, so you're trying to say she was a Monet Exchange, season 10.
Yeah, Monet, Miss Cracker, in that vein. Kind of like that. Like not top four, but definitely not bottom six.
You didn't mean it to sound rude, but it sounded a little, my feelings hurt a little bit when you just said that, but whatever.
Well, Monet, you weren't the top four. And you weren't the bottom six.
It just hurts to hear you say that because I just, you know, I admire you so much.
Well, bitch, RuPaul said it first.
Fuck that bitch. Okay. Next. Kitty Scott Claus. First of all, she walked in. I was like, big Jennifer Coolidge energy, right?
Yeah. Also, everyone at every proportion doesn't need to wear shoulder pads. Like, she is really top heavy. Like, her boobs and her shoulder pads are massive. Like, she does show, like, all of her look on this whole episode, they're, like, these massive shoulder pads, which is a little strange, right?
Yeah, I agree. I honestly, now that you say it, I'm like, oh, yeah, her shoulders were really big. Also, she's from Birmingham. Do you remember Birmingham, Bob? That's that tour that you, Thorgy, and I went out in that club, and you, bitch, you danced until the sun
came up. That one in the basement?
Yes.
I do. I had so much fun dancing, just dancing, sweating, living my dream.
Let me tell you, Bob was sweating. Bob was dancing so hard. Bob would take off his hat and just water was pouring on Bob's head. Bob would, like, wipe it off, put the hat back on, and just twirling on the dance floor.
Yeah, very silky cap, right?
Uh-huh. You were living that night.
So much fun. I had a lot of fun that night. Oh, we should go dancing again soon.
We should. This is also the club that Aquaria in Birmingham.
Trekkies. Girl, I was about to say this. Oh, Trekkies. Oh, Aquaria and the Trekkies. I mean, this looks nice. It is. I take that back. It looks fine. You know what I think I realized? When something's made entirely out of one fabric, I said this as I'm sitting here and this thing. Sometimes introducing a different fabric makes things look a little bit nicer. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it gives more dimension. I think that she tried that with, like, the different colors of pink, but it still doesn't work because, again, like you pointed out,
it's an Elle Woods reference, clearly.
Yeah, and her, like, top is just, she is really big at the top. It's like honestly, it does not look, it's not flattering at all. She's just, like, big as hell at the top. Look at big as hell.
Yes, it's yeah. Let's talk about River Medway.
Oh my God, love this. I would wear this 1,000%. The hair, the makeup, the turban, the sleeves. I love it.
Like the are these, like, is that yarn for sleeves?
I think it's like yarn. Yeah, it's definitely not feather. It's yarn for sure.
Yeah, it's like yarn or something. I don't like that you can't see her hairline. That drives me crazy.
You can see it. There's like a little peak, and that's enough. You can see a little peak at the top. And apparently, speaking of hair, Adore was telling me she did hair for a lot of the girls on this season. So, like, a lot of the girls are wearing her hair.
On this very season?
On this very season, yes.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she got this Michelle Visage hair going on. Bitch, Michelle about to sue this bitch for walking in this hair. Yeah, she looks cute. She also looks tiny.
I know. A lot of these girls
are. Well, I thought she looked tiny until fucking Elektra came through. We'll get to her in a second. I was like, this bitch is a foot tall. Let's keep going. Scarlet Harlot is giving me very Veronica Green season 1 energy. Like, she's kind of like a mix between Veronica Green and Blue Hydrangea. Like, a little, like, understated makeup, very housewifey drag.
I was not really blown away by Miss Scarlet Harlot. She's not, like, my kind of drag queen, but she seems fine. She is cute out of drag, though. I'll be like, oh, I'll definitely, like, hit them up in the club. Like, hey, what's up?
I mean, I think that the trade of the season, we should get there. Should we pick the top two trades after we go through all of them?
Yeah, after we go through all of them. Also, wait, Scarlett's interest line, I didn't understand. Is it like a thing that I don't get because I'm not?
I just assume they're all UK references. I was like, I don't know what this means. These all just seem like UK references, and I didn't get any of, like, not Same. One of them.
Same. I was like, I don't get it. She was just like, rah, 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 rah. I was like, what?
I mean, she was saying, I had to turn the subtitles on. I had to put on the captions. I was like, Same. I don't know what I'm even saying. I'm confused as hell. So I had to put on the captions. But then, like,
Honestly, and I'm like, and I get it. I know they're speaking English. I do not understand what is happening.
Yeah, like in my heart, I'm like, we're speaking the same language, but my ears are like, bitch, this is Hebrew.
Not Hebrew.
We're going to Vanity Milan, whose outfit is really cute from the front and from the back. It is strange. Fresh. But she, Vanity Milan, well, everyone is like freaking out that she's there. Like, she's getting a massive reaction.
Yeah, and I, to be honest, I don't quite get the reaction. Like, I think she's fine. I think that she gives me very baby queen who put all the things on. Like, she put on the feather thing in the front, and she wanted to have the thigh-high boots, and also with the glasses, and had the thing at the back. Like, it's just too many things. Had she just worn maybe this feather thing in the front and completed that idea all the way around, it would have been cute. But adding that tulle cape thing at the back is not cute.
Speaking of me saying drag her, I found out today that Tamisha Amon blocked me.
She blocked you?
Yes.
Like, so it hasn't been recently then.
I haven't gone back and forth and checked it a lot, but then today I was like, oh, she relaunched her network. Let me go support and see what's going on. Bitch, I've been blocked.
Bob, why are you still supporting her? Why are you still supporting this bitch?
Listen. Apparently, I'm not. I'm literally not allowed to. So, best of luck, Ms. Amon.
Sorry to that man.
Elle of a Day, which is a great drag name.
Love it. Such a great name. Very. Wait, you liked Vanity Milan? You thought her outfit was cute?
I thought that the short answer is no, not really. I like the idea of it, but like the execution is off. I don't like this weird thing in the back. But I like this Birds of Paradise idea, but it was not done well.
T. Okay.
Yeah. Elle of a Day is probably my favorite drag name on the whole cast.
It's a good one. It's a really good one.
She looks like British Miss Cracker. yellow dress with the keyhole. No, she looks like not as elevated, like I don't know.
I was saying, you better read your daughter. Damn.
No, Cracker looks better than this, and that's not shade of a day. But like, oh, first of all, okay, these boots don't go with this outfit. I don't think. Like,
those boots don't go with anything. Throw them the fuck away.
Maybe if it was like a mod dress, it could kind of go. But also, this corset doesn't. I don't think go with this. I think that she should be in a pump, or maybe a door size shoe, or maybe even one of your Monet open toe moments, but this is not the tea.
Yeah, and I mean, I definitely get a very Alyssa Edwards aesthetic from this person. I don't know why.
Well, she looks a little like Alyssa in the face, a little bit.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And Ella and Veronica Green already building up this like music theater thing. I'm like, it's not a music theater competition. And also, like, y'all.
Well, I will tell you why it's not a competition is because fucking Veronica does not stand a chance. Miss Thing has like 12 fucking. She's like, I was in this, I was in this, I was in this, I was in this. And I think that Veronica just like really likes theater. But I think that Miss Other Thing is like a professional West End actor who makes her living and pays for her flat through her West End kicking and dancing.
Oh, I see. We found out who the new Blair Sinclair is this season. You have assassinated Veronica Green at every turn in this episode.
I don't have anything against Veronica Green, but I think that Elle of a Day works more as a professional actor than Ms. Green.
Well, I was like, Veronica could never. She will never have a job. She will never work on the West End. Broadway, bitch, what? Leo are going in on this girl. Damn.
Anyway. Let's go into Theresa May, who had probably my favorite English line. Her line was,
I love Theresa.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Hate me because I'm an immigrant. She told those fucking Brexit bitches what was good, honey.
I am obsessed with Theresa May. I think she's funny. I really liked her look. It told us who she was, where she's from. And what I love the most, and I think the thing that a lot of people like about Drag Race UK, is that you can tell she does not take herself too seriously. She's like, this is just drag. It's fun. Like, I'm like having a good time. And I love, love, love. Yeah. Also, she had the best line of the episode. My favorite thing about Newcastle is my boyfriend's dick. I was like, word.
Yeah, she's very funny. And I will say this, the coat side of the garment leaves a little to be, it's like it needs to be steamed or something.
I think if you like tugged it down, the lines would smooth out. Like it's a little ill fitting, but I still like it though.
Let's go into Victoria Scone. Hell hath no fury like a woman sconed. She looks absolutely amazing. This bitch is doing high. She's so campy. It is, it's giving me very Edna Turnblad. It's giving very, very that. And her waist is fucking snatched. Her proportions are great. Like, she looks really, and she is, I don't know if she identifies as a cis woman, but she calls herself an AFAB queen. So she's not the first AFAB performer in Drag Race history, clearly. Got Mick is an AFAB performer, a trans man. But she is the UK's first AFAB queen.
Yeah, I think she looks great. Again, this is not my style of drag, but I can appreciate it. But I've never done this like very campy drag like this. But I think she looks incredible, and I love her line, and I like her name. And I have a question for you though. Do you think that if it was an AFAB queen who did like really like womana makeup, like you say, like small makeup, like me, do you think people would react the same way?
I think part of the reason why she probably, Victoria Scone, probably does such a big makeup is because she probably gets invalidated because she's an AFAB queen. So she feels like she needs to be over the top and do even more. Or it also could be because that's just her style is what she likes. You know what I mean? So I'm not sure what her story is with why her makeup is so big, but I think it is very fitting. I think she looks really good in it. And I do think that it will. And I do think that haters and misogynists will probably be like, well, of course she's doing blah, blah, makeup. She's a woman, blah, blah, blah. So, you know what I mean? I think there's something to be said about that.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure. Shall we move on to...
She looks great. Electra Fence might be one of the songs. She said, all right, huns, what's that kettle on? She's gasping. Whack that kettle. I don't know. What does that mean?
I don't know. Again, I don't know. Again, it's probably some great reference and we don't get it because we're Americans. But I'm like, I don't get it.
Yeah, we might be missing out on.
Oh, I think. Oh, whack the kettle on. Like, put the kettle on because it's whistling, like it's boiling. Oh no, off. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I don't fucking know what I mean. But she, I saw her and I was like, I don't know how tall she is. She's 5'2" and a bit. She always talks about that little bit. This bitch is, and then she, I mean, spoiler alert, she lip synced against the tallest person from the season.
Also, people are like going off about, oh, and like, she does the splits and she'll jump. And I was like, bitch, she is on the ground already. She doesn't have far to fucking go. She better be able to do the goddamn split. She's there already.
Yeah, I do think that when you're that tiny, you might want to do a little cinching or something or padding or anything.
Yeah. Category is Thumbelina, girl. Thumbelina.
Yeah. And then we have Anubis, who is 19 years old. The queen of the pyramids has arrived. But darling, I ain't no Giza. I do not like
this look. I hated this look.
I don't understand what's going on.
When she first walked in, I was like, oh, someone was clearly inspired by Cruella. And then she told a story of like what it is about her Egyptian heritage. I was like, okay, but I was like, this is still an ugly fucking outfit. I don't like the hair. When she walked in, I was like, I hate this outfit. But then she explained it that it was inspired by her Egyptian heritage. I was like, cool. It's still an ugly fucking outfit. I don't like the hair. I don't like the coat. Also, me, Monet Exchange, and I guess you don't know this because it's your first time going there, would never walk into the workroom with a fur coat. Y'all see me on season 10 and All Stars 4, bitch, sweating. Okay, and I had a fucking leotard on. She looks crazy.
The workroom, my season was very cold.
Right. And so I was still sweating.
Oh, I don't know. Also, I don't know if you know this or not, but if you watch Drag Race Canada, which I know you don't watch, you don't support the girls. In season one of Drag Race Canada, they were in the room, everyone wearing, like, you could see their breath.
I saw that. Is music a big part of your life? Let me tell you about Anchor, Spotify's podcasting platform. There are creation tools that allow you to easily and quickly record and edit right from your phone or computer. And best of all, Miss Stang, she is free. With Anchor, you can create a Music Plus talk show. With Music Plus Talk, you can add any songs from Spotify directly to your episodes, alongside talk segments featuring your commentary. Miss Day, this is revolutionary. This is the future. This is happening now. Music Plus Talk is a new way to create with all the music that you love. The possibilities are endless for what you can create, whether it's from music analysis, your own radio show, a hosted playlist, a deep dive on your favorite genre or artist, or something the world's never heard before. You can do it with Anchor Music Plus Talk. Anchor will even help publish your show on Spotify so you can reach hundreds of millions of listeners. Got an idea for a Music Plus Talk show? Just head over to anchor.com/musicplustalk. That's anchor.fm/musicplustalk to sign up for Anchor and make your own Music Plus Talk show for free. Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, stank, stunk, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring. It was gray. It was looking crazy. And I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever. So it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century. And that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they serve millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls Food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code RIVALRY to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
No, this is not Anubis. It's a no from me. Let's talk about Crystal Versace. Sex on legs has arrived. I do not like that catchphrase, but she is fucking stunning.
Bitch, if Raven and Aquaria had a fucking baby, this would be her.
I mean, I don't have a single critique. She looks absolutely amazing.
Incredible.
Body looks great. Her face looks great. Her hair looks great. His outfit is good. She is 19. She's also 19 years old.
And compared to Anubis, who looks fucking 90, and they're the same age, gag. Also, can we get into this thigh gap? Miss Crystal Versace and this thigh gap, though, I'm like, she better do it. She looks amazing.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, she is. She looks really, I'm gagged. She looks amazing. Speaking of amazing, Charity Case. I think I'm obsessed. Charity Case looks really great. Her lines here's Charity. Really cool. She looks kind of like who's like she looks like one of the Pirates of the Caribbean in drag.
Oh, I can see that, but she's clearly going for like a more like, you know, Renaissance British Henry the Louis the 1894th that fantasy.
Yeah, she looks great. This is a great look, and I think that she's gonna turn some really like sickening shit on the runway.
Here's the question for you. Do you think that people are going to come for her for always being spooky?
I think that, yeah, I think they're going to come. But I think that at one point she's going to turn it and try to do it like a regular face. And then that's the week she'll get sent home.
But here's the thing. My thing is that why, though? Like, you don't ever see the judges being like, you're looking pretty all the time. Be scary. They don't ever do that. But they'll look at her and say.
They kind of said it to Silky once. Kind of.
But I mean, yeah, all the girls, consider all the girls who do the show. No one has ever told you looking pretty all the time. We want to see you look scary and ugly. They never do that.
I agree. I think it's a very weird thing to do. And I think that you should let people do their drag the way they want to do it. I mean, they did it with Milk. Sure. They did it with Crystal.
Dusty Dots. We get it. It's episode one. No more dots. No more dots.
That was a gag. All right, who do you think is the trade of this cast?
The trade of this. Wait, let me scroll through my.
We don't pick two. All right, let's guess each other's trade of the season. I'm going to give Monet Elle of a Day and Scarlet Harlot.
No, okay, no. Actually, Anubis.
I was going to say Anubis.
Anubis and Elle of a Day. Yes, you know Elle of a Day for sure. Elle of a Day and Anubis. For you, I'm saying, I was going to say Scarlet Harlot, and I'm going to say, because I know you love him tiny, I was going to say fucking Inch of High Private Eye, Electra Fence.
No, it's, no, you're way off, actually.
Who?
For me, it is Vanity Milan and Charity Case, all the way.
Vanity Milan.
And Charity Case, easy.
I will say, I don't think this season has a trade of the season. I don't think every season has a trade of the season. And this one, I don't see it. None of them are giving me trade.
You literally said Scarlet Harlot was hot as part of your thing that you said. Like, literally.
Yeah, she's hot, but I would not classify Scarlet Harlot as a trade of the season.
Also, do we talk about the fact that Victoria Scone damn near got a standing ovation when she walked into the room? That's amazing.
I know. It was really nice to see like the queens, like they all were like smiling ear to ear. They're like, oh my God. And right? Can we also talk about fucking Crystal? And listen, plastic surgery, live your life, because you know, everyone like whatever for your body, your choice. But she's the season's plastic surgery queen. And I was like, damn, so much work by 19? They do say plastic surgery is preventative. So I guess there's a method to that madness, but that's wild.
I think Botox is preventative. I don't think the line that plastic surgery, I think Botox is preventative. Restylane, that Juvederm. Mm-hmm. I don't know that if BBLs are preventative.
I have a question, because she said she got a lot of her stuff done for drag, like specifically drag,
yeah.
Would you ever get something done specifically for drag if you knew that it would change your makeup game and how you look in drag?
I don't think I would. I don't see that for nothing myself. No, I wouldn't work. I mean, the first time I was going to shave my eyebrows.
So would you get like laser hair removal on your eyebrows?
No, I mean, I already shaved them. It's easier to just. I mean, outside of my teeth, I've never had any cosmetic procedures, and I'm a little bit nervous to do so, to be honest.
Well, your throat surgery is not. It's kind of health, but it's also a little cosmetic, because then you won't sound crazy.
No, it is not cosmetic at all. I don't think you know what
cosmetic. I mean, there is some vanity, and like I don't want to sound crazy. I want my voice to sound good.
First of all, I like the way my voice sounds. And it's not about me saying I don't want to sound crazy. It's like I don't want to keep losing my voice. And the doctor's like, it's this thing in your throat will keep growing. It doesn't shrink. It just grows and grows. And so I'm going to be sounding like Harvey Firestein.
Oh, my God. Imagine. I mean, his voice is iconic. You should think about it.
I mean, honestly, if I just switched out to my voice kind of sounding like this.
We can't do the podcast. Mm-mm.
So let's talk about, I also, so they're doing this Dirty Charades. Do you know
Dirty RuPaul Charades? RuPaul loves Dirty Charades. Every time I've been on Drag Race season 10 All Stars 4, between like tapings, we would always play Dirty Charades. He fucking loves Dirty Charades.
So if I give you a name of a movie, can you Dirty Charades it?
But no, Jake will have to give it because then you'll know it.
No. What it is, that's how the way Dirty Charades actually works is you don't actually act it out. You just say the name of a movie or a book and then you just change it. They added the charades for this, but normally one person just says it and then the other person just makes it a new thing. I'm saying every time you watch Drag Race, they're not acting it out. He'll say like the Wizard of Oz and someone goes, the Jizzard of Oz, but you don't actually do the acting out. And
that's what charades is, Bob.
I'm telling you, this is the first time you've ever seen RuPaul act out Dirty Charades.
I play Dirty Charades with RuPaul, he has a thing in his head, and he's like, okay, and he goes, yes, Bob, that is what charades is. Charades is acting out a thing.
I understand what charades is, but I'm talking about Dirty Charades and how it's been presented by RuPaul. It's like, you say a normal thing, and then someone says a dirty thing. I'm telling you. I mean, whatever. I'm not going to argue. I know for a fact, but it's fine.
You don't know.
I mean, you're wrong. I think that what it is because you know what charades.
Oh my god!
Because you know what charades is, you're confused. I'm telling you anyway. It's irrelevant.
It's a moot point because we'll never agree. Let's just agree to disagree. And you know what? Y'all sound off. Who's right about Dirty Charades? Literally, the name is in the game. Who's right about Dirty Charades? Me or Bob? Sound off below. Thank you. I want to say this. River's mom died 2 weeks before he found out about drag. I cannot even process getting ready for Drag Race and processing my mother's death and like the funeral and all that stuff. Like, big kudos to River because that is insane. There's someone else that this happened to as well, right? Someone's parent passed away like right before they left.
I'm not sure, but that sounds really upsetting.
Yeah, and like I'm like in the first episode, this is a lot. This is like I was in the fucking viewing party like tearing up. Like, that is so intense.
Well, I was pretty sure they were gonna send this thing home because she was getting a lot of story. I was like, this is a lot of story for episode one.
Oh yeah, T. I didn't even think about that for sure.
I was like, they're about to send this bitch all the way to the house. But they did make her work for it, put her in the did I ever tell you my Molly Ringwald story?
No.
I was on set for Well, I've kind of ruined the end of the story, but I was on set for Tales of the City because she's in it. And I was hanging out backstage with this lady, and she was like, I was like, hi. She was like, hey. And I was like, what's your name? She's like, my name's Molly. I was like, hi, Molly. My name's Bob. And we're talking back and forth. I was like, so what do you show? I'm an actor. And I was like, where do you live? She goes, I live in LA. I said, okay, I live here in New York City. And then we're just like talking. I was like, oh, well, that's really cool. You know, I don't do a whole lot of film acting, but I do it here and there when I can. I'm mainly a comedian. And then in the end, someone came by like, Miss Ringwald, we'd like to invite you to set, please. And I was like,
Bob, how did you not know that was Molly Ringwald?
Because Molly Ringwald is not the age she was when I was watching her film. So she looks a little different. You'll forgive me.
Oh, damn. You know, Molly is she's a cousin on the Patreon.
First of all, that's not true, but I like Molly Ringwald, but I did not recognize her because it's been 30 years since I've seen The Breakfast Club.
Damn, drag her.
But I said that because of the Molly Ringwald thing that Michelle said.
What did she say? I don't remember.
She was like, it was the 80s. It was big hair, something, and Molly. Ringwald.
Oh, yeah, Molly.
I was also sure that the ESL queen was the one who fully murked that Dirty Charades challenge.
Oh, Charissa May, she was banging it out.
She was like, I don't even speak English. and I fucking know all of these.
Yeah, work. Michelle looks really good, by the way. She looks current.
Michelle is truly, truly aging in reverse. I did not know that Matt Lucas was gay. I had literally no clue.
I didn't know he was gay either. I mean, he was in what movie is that he was in?
I don't know what movie he was in, but I know him from Little Britain.
I know him from Bridesmaids. He played the girl's sister or brother or the girl's brother, something like that. Yeah, he's gay.
And they had a show called Little Britain. And then they had a version called Little Britain USA. And it was him and this other guy. And they were, I mean, they were so funny. Insanely. It's a good show. It did not get renewed here in the States. It was on HBO. Everyone checks it out. It was on HBO Max, probably.
Oh, my God. You get it? You work for HBO. Jesus.
I don't work, about every I don't work episode. For HBO. To be clear, I am not. I work at HBO.
Also, Penny. In this picture of the four of them, they have edited Rue down because Rue is not anywhere close to Michelle's height. And I know Matt Lucas is not as tall as RuPaul in heels. No way. No way. Yeah,
is this a composite image?
For sure. Because Rue is, there's no way. None of these motherfuckers is even touching how close to tall Rue is.
Also, I don't think RuPaul has a shadow in the picture. There's no reflection on the ground for oh, RuPaul dear. Or Graham Norton. You see how you can see Michelle's legs yeah, in the yeah. floor? And Graham yeah. Norton is like a vampire.
Yeah.
Let's go into these looks. All right, we have a lot of fucking looks. All right, Victoria's gone. Her first look, I really love. Her second look is fine. I get that she's a table, but I guess she's like the
no, the she's table. One of those like those things that you serve tea. Tea and crackers multiple on.
Tier, like a yeah, tier. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes more sense. I like it more now. I yeah. really love the first look. This bitch has like high whore drag. This yeah, shit is amazing. Wild. Like this also is really impressive stuff.
Also for her T1, her and her partner, they made it. Like she like they made that together. Like it's so cool.
Yeah, and I think that she's like the first. I don't know if she identifies as a lesbian, but like, is she the first lesbian on Drag Race?
She does. Wow. Oh yeah, I don't know. If she yeah, but she does. Victoria Scone does have a girlfriend. Yes, and she may be. She's representing Cardiff. Which I love Cardiff when I toured the UK. I met this like amazing porn star with this huge ass dick that I still follow on Twitter. Mason Brooks, he's everything.
I feel like whenever you travel and you say you like places, it's just based on whether or not there was a big dick there. It's not based on like the actual place.
What?
You just often there you always be like, oh my God, I love Ireland. I met a guy with a huge dick there. Oh my God, I love so-and-so. This guy had a massive dick.
That is not true.
That is absolute. You also on the podcast go, I am not a size queen. Big dicks are just fun to look at. Then you say the best sex, I only have good sex when it's a massive monster dick. I can't have good sex any other way.
So okay, which one I did not say, I didn't see you added that last, I did not say I cannot have good sex either way. I said in my experience, in my lived experience as Monet Exchange, Kevin motherfucking Burton, when I got fucked really well and I loved it and I was like, oh my God, I want this every day of my life. It was a big dick. I'm not saying that people with smaller, like average or smaller dicks, it wasn't good. I'm just saying like the ones I was like, oh my God, I want to call my mom and tell her about how great this is. They've had a very big dicks. That is what I was saying.
And you also said that I think big dicks are not functional. They're just pretty to look at. So which one is it? Was it great sex you called your mom about or are they just pretty to look at? Which one is it?
Because again, if I was to see a big dick, I don't see a big dick and be like, ooh, I want that in me. That look because it looks like it hurt, but it is pretty to look at.
And also, it's the great sex that you call your mom about. Anyway, take an asshole. Let's move on to Kitty Scott Claus. Why the shoulder pads? I just really want to talk about why she made her upper body so large.
Yeah, I don't get it. And honestly, I didn't even notice it until you pointed it out. But she wants the top of her body. She wants to look like fucking Lurch from the Addams Family, okay? Oh no, who's that? There's that guy. I don't know his name. She looks why is she doing that? That is so dumb.
I don't it is very strange. And I don't know if she's wearing pads even. Maybe she is, but they just seem to be dwarfed by the pads on her shoulders.
I will say I really enjoy Kitty Scott Claus's talking heads. I think her talking heads are really funny. She adds a lot of comedy to the season. She's clearly going to be a narrator. I mean, as long as she lasts. But the shoulder pad things, girl, that is weird.
what about that? I don't want to jump back, but well, Jacob, just make a note. We're going to talk about some of the workroom stuff they're talking about too. Because I want to talk about when Charissa May was like crying about being alone. Anyway, okay, Elle of a Day. I'm shocked she wasn't in the bottom because these looks are not great.
I did not like them. The one, the fucking Pride Progress one, I was like, this, I get what you're going for, but it's so messy. Because I'm gay, I can like throw a dart and be like, oh, it's about pride. Otherwise, if I didn't, I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. I don't like the concept. It looks messy. It's not a great look. And the first one, sure, it was very basic and not very imaginative at all, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm shocked that she was not in the bottom, but she better work with her little safe self. Okay, Anubis. Anubis really has a silhouette that she's going for, and she is not interested in straying from it at all. She wants to be very tall with a tall thing on top of her head and with a hair that goes straight up and then like a long dress, right? That seems to be her. Well, all three of her dresses look like that.
Yeah, she wore the same silhouette. She had three looks this episode, and she wore the same silhouette in every look that she wore.
One of them does have a peplum, so she did add a peplum, but like slight variations of the exact same silhouette.
Yeah, and it wasn't great. Again, this first reference, the judges didn't seem to be super clear on it either. And this,
do you remember where they're from? I can't remember. You have their pride there. I don't remember where each one's from though. It's fine. Like the first thing, I don't hate it, but the ruffle in the front is really oddly placed.
Yeah, it's weird. And then her second one, she just threw a net on like a sequin gown. It's just
maybe she's a mermaid, and she also has a squid. Her hair is supposed to be a squid, she said.
And she had like ink on her face.
Maybe she's a mermaid in a net, maybe?
I don't think she was a mermaid. That's not what she said. She said something, but it wasn't a mermaid. She was just, she's like representing like the sea life.
No, she said the squid on her head and then the net, but maybe she forgot to say it. Anyway, it has scales. But I also don't know, like, why is there a slit in this, like, dress to the knee? Like, it's a weird, this is weird. It was very weird.
Shall we move on to Ms. River Midway?
All right, River Midway. This moment was very funny for me.
The fourth pointer sister.
I really enjoyed the runway with his statue moment, the traffic cone thing. It seemed like a really funny reference. And even if you don't get the reference, it was very fun to look at. It was very fun.
Her second one was trash. Trash. I was like, girl, nothing about this says music besides the fucking treble clef and the fucking eighth note on your chest. Nothing about it says music besides that.
I mean, I would have came out as maybe a composer or maybe a DJ or maybe a specific musician.
The UK is known for like some great Baroque musicians, bitch. Come out as fucking Handel. Come out as George Frederick Handel, honey.
Well, in that second look, she did come out looking Baroque, all right. Because she did not survive.
Thanks for stealing my joke. Moving on.
That was not. How was that your joke?
You know I was thinking about that. You know I was thinking of it.
Oh, now I'm in your brain. All right. Anyway, Crystal Versace.
Everything!
Okay, we have different opinions. Her second look is absolutely stunning. The first look, everyone's gagging. I was like, it's fine. Like, it's.
I disagree. I'm like the opposite. I think the first one is absolutely stunning. I love the cage concept and having the moss and the things growing on. I think that looks amazing. And the second one I like as well, but I love her first one more than the second one, for sure.
Yeah, I don't think I like cages in drag. And whenever someone in a cage, it always kind of irritates me a little bit, if I'm being honest. But this second look is probably my favorite look from the episode. This fucking cheetah print, ocelot, leopard print, whatever the fuck it is probably my favorite look from the entire. It looks so good. It looks amazing.
It's the first one for me. The second one is fine. The first one is everything to me. Love it.
But yeah, she looks. Well, that's so funny. We had such opposite thoughts. You all sign off below. Which one do you prefer more, the cage look or the leopard print look? Moving on to Veronica Green.
Bitch, I said not. I said this white bitch could never wear this in America. I said if you come on tour in America, don't fix your fucking suitcase to bring this cotton outfit to America, bitch. Because I'm coming to your show and I'll punch you in your pussy.
I literally said Veronica Green's cotton look feels racially motivated.
I was like, what the fuck? Not a cotton picking outfit. I was done, bitch. I know
they do not have a history of cotton picking in the UK being attached to slavery. But I was like, I am triggered by the word cotton.
Honestly. And every time she said it in her little walking, talking head thing, I said, I'm about to snuff this bitch through the camera.
Yeah, I was like, not this cotton shit. In her second look, I just think that it would look better in a pair of heels. Like, the fact that she's in tennis shoes is annoying. She's like running around, jumping, and like dipping. is making it even more annoying to me for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, I was not a fan of either of these, and I thought her ass was going to be the bottom for sure.
She also kind of looks like a mall walker more than a gamer. Yes. I feel like gamers are like at home in like t-shirts and like shorts with like a bowl of cereal and like a Gatorade next to the computer, like not, you know.
Or is she like really wants to punch it up? Like, you know, did you see Ready Player One?
I was gonna say Tron, but no.
Yeah, something like Tron, or like have a really like dope like virtual reality headset on with like a thing. Like, make it, this was, yeah, I agree. It's giving me very Mall Walker for sure.
Yeah. Moving on Scarlet Harlot, who, to be honest, in her second look, I kept getting her confused with River Midway. I was like, something about, she ended up at some point just looking like River Midway to me, which is strange, I know, but anyway.
Also, how random, like, I mean, of all the things that your town may be known for, you're going to pick something so generic like music? I'm like, girl, do something else.
No,
like,
that's not what they're known for. The first look is what the town's known for. The second look is their favorite thing.
Okay, I guess a little better. Still, music seems a little like, man, that's, and if you're gonna do music, like, hers is definitely more imaginative than River's for sure. Like, she has the cord going around her as this like 80s Walkman thing. I get it. And the judges read her first one. I liked the first one. Michelle was like saying, like, it's,
did they, I liked it. I thought it looked really good. I thought she looked stunning. She looks like literally two different people. I don't understand why, if you're this skinny, why your body would not be so snatched. If I was that skinny, I would look like Scarlett Harlan. I mean, not Scarlett Harlan. Little Miss Cat Girl, Crystal Versace. Like, if I was this skinny, I would be, my padding and my corset would be so bananas. It is wild to me that, like, if you are that skinny, you would just not wear a corset on drag. That is crazy to me.
I know. Yeah. I mean, Naomi Smalls wears a corset almost every time she gets in drag. People are like, but you're so skinny. But it makes the contrast so that much like, oh my God, how snatched she is, because she wears a corset.
Bitch, I did not realize Veronica Green was green. And on top of that, like, she's, it's like a splotchy bad green.
Yeah, it was not good.
Like, I've had to paint myself green before, and it is a little tough, but I mean, it's not that much different than doing your regular fucking makeup. I mean, I was green for the Hendrix Wrong Bitch video.
Your green was great on Wrong Bitch.
Yeah, you're right. I did a pretty good job.
You mean Nikki Tutor, not Nikki Tutor, Lipstick Nick did.
No, I did my own makeup. She did the Hendrix. Thank you very much. Yeah, this look is from the, like, first of all, why is it only dirty from the waist up? That's the concern of mine. Like, it's a no from me, right?
Try. No, Veronica. No, Electra Fence. No.
And her second look was, like, fine. Like, I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. The second look was perfectly fine, but the first look was, like, pretty bad.
And the jelly shoes. I, like, girl, so many things. And I don't care. Maybe in a few years I'll evolve. I'm not into, like, on Drag Race, like, the flats and, like, the jellies and, like, the whole Alaska All-Stars 2 of it all. Like, no.
But you're one of the queens that wears flats. Not on Drag Race, but you're a queen who wears flats in the real world.
Yeah, when I'm not presenting my drag to millions of people around the globe. Yeah, Bob, you're right. When we do our meet and greet in fucking Newcastle in the UK, yes, you're right. I did wear Doc Martens.
So the shitty people who pay at the meet and greet, they get some bullshit. I got it. Interesting. Nice. So just, you all know, when you see one in flats, that says a lot about how she feels about you and your shitty little fucked up town. Anyway.
Oh, my God. You're so ridiculous. You're, oh my
Vanity
God,
Milan. Okay, I don't know where any of these people are from, and I've already forgotten.
She's from South London, and South London has a very big West Indian community.
Okay, so what does that have to do with this dress?
Because it was Jamaican. She said she's wearing the Jamaican colors, and then she did reveal she had that Jamaican outfit.
But what are these words on it?
I don't know. Oh, those are postcodes. SE11. Those are all postcodes of South London, I imagine.
South London. Okay, interesting. You know,
say you don't understand British culture without saying you don't understand British culture.
I'm not British. Don't, first of all, you and Michelle are gonna get enough out of acting like y'all British, okay? Secondly, this look is, I don't like either one of these looks.
I didn't love the first one, and I do not love the second one.
The answer, I do, you also don't like either one of those.
Yeah, I mean, but I understood what she was going for. It doesn't mean I don't like it. Yeah, I didn't love either or of them. It was not the cat's meow for me.
Yeah. All right, let's go
ahead. I do like her makeup in the second one though. Wait, why was she doing? She likes Estonia.
Her boyfriend's from Estonia, or her husband. Her husband is from Estonia, so her favorite thing is where her husband's from.
That seems very strange to do, but okay.
Tell me your codependent. Not telling me your codependent.
I do love her eye makeup though. I love her eye makeup in her second look though. The blue and her face looks really, for someone who's only been doing drag for a year, I think the makeup looks really good.
Yeah. Theresa May, this first look is fine. This second look is so good.
Love that.
I love this look. It is, and the fact that she painted herself is so cool.
Yeah, yeah, that's so really cool. That's really cool. Yeah, the second one was, honestly, bitch, I want to like send her DM. I mean, she may be busy with Drag Race and shit now, but I want to get her before the season progresses for her to paint me one, because that looks so good.
Well, there are lots of people who can paint garments for you who are not also world famous drag queens.
I want Theresa's May. Also, she's not world famous yet. She's just getting started.
Don't belittle Theresa's work by saying, do you want to come work for me? Not you are the white lady in color purple asking Oprah. You want to come work for me? No, bitch, I'm a world famous drag queen now. How dare you?
She's not world famous yet. She's just getting started. Calm down.
Well, big, here we are across the world talking about her. Five time zones away talking about her.
Charity case, bitch. Everything. She's
not in the top.
I don't get it. I don't know. The rose one is so well done. Having the gloves with the thorns all over them. And she just looks stunning. I mean, are these, they can't be prosthetics. Are they like, I don't understand how it's done, but it is absolutely stunning. Such
I think
she made
a mask. I think I saw her put it on like a mask, but like, it's just really great. And the second look, I feel like this is the first time I've seen someone fully untucked showing their bulge on the runway.
Work.
In the clown look. I was like, you better work. This should have been in the top.
Yeah, it should have. I'm a little disappointed that it wasn't. I mean, I think, okay, here's my crazy mind. I'm like, the judges are like, this bitch is going to shock us every week. She probably will be able to be in the top every week. So let's just hold out on her.
What was the best look on the runway?
For Charity case, the rose, in my opinion.
For me, I think it was actually Ms. Versace, Christopher Versace, and then her cat look.
Oh, yeah. Not the cat look. But I love her first one. I would have maybe put her for. No, I said my said. The rose one, the Charity Case's rose is my favorite look of the night.
That was also really great. I mean, Charity Case is really sickening.
Do you know she's Raja's daughter?
Raja.
Gemini three.
So I want to talk about how Theresa May was like breaking down about being like in quarantine.
Fake tears. I call it right. I'm kidding.
My God. So she was like, you know, because her boy, she moved, first of all, she moved to the UK to be with her partner. Her partner gets a job in Spain where she was living. Leave. I'm mad. I would be upset. At that point, bitch, I'm mad.
Oh, I'm thinking of the parallels. So you and Jacob met in Berkeley where Jacob was living his life. Jacob moved to New York with you and you were like, Jacob, let's go back to California. The cinematic parallels are okay, gaggy.
First of all, I didn't move back to Berkeley. And also we moved
California.
Together. Also, we moved together. Theresa May did not move back to Spain. She still lives in the UK.
She
moved to the UK to be with him. Then he moved to Spain, and they separated.
No, they're not separate. They're still together. They're just
no. Monet, she was alone. Did you know her say she has been by herself for the entire quarantine because her partner now lives in Spain, and she's like, I forgot what it's like to be around people. My partner moved.
Yeah, but when you say separate, it makes it seem like they're not together. They're still together. They just live in separate places.
No, they're still dating. They're not physically together.
Right, right, right.
My husband's extremely long dick cannot reach from Spain all the way to the UK.
Damn.
She's the one to talk about her husband's dick and did her hands like this.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she was like, "First thing about it is my husband's dick. It is great." Then she puts her hand.
Oh,
like,
I didn't see that work. It was pretty sad.
Leak the pics. Prove it.
Oh my gosh, no, Bob. It was very sad. It was a very touching moment, and you know, and I guess yeah, when they filmed this, this was like. I don't know when they filmed, but obviously she had not been on people for a long time, and coming being thrust into a lot of people on international internet for everybody to watch is probably like a lot of emotions. You're like, shit.
What do you think about these 19-year-olds on Drag Race? People who are fully born in 2002.
One. It's 2002, yo. That's crazy, Bob. That's crazy. That's it's
what
nuts.
Were you doing, what were you doing in 2002?
2002, I was 12. That's when I started hooking up with Ricardo.
So when Anubis and Christopher said you were born, you were sucking dicks at the glory holes down on what street was it?
No, 12th grade. I was still in Brooklyn. I was middle school. I was hooking up.
No, with 12 Ricardo. Years old. You started sucking the dicks at the glory holes.
No, that's when I was hooking up with Ricardo. 7th grade.
Oh, you were dating gangbangers.
Yes.
You better work.
Bitch, that means you were 16. What the fuck was you doing?
I was in 10th grade. I was doing theater and going to church.
Yeah. Your little dicey ass going to church. And not all you're doing is just talking shit about Jesus. So you a fake ass nigga. That's what the fuck you just proved. You a fake ass bitch.
No, I just realized that Jesus was literally fake.
Wait, so the top two are Veronica Scone and Christopher Versace. Do you agree?
I would have done Charity Case and let me look back at Veronica's first look. I mean, not Veronica. Yeah, Victoria Scone.
Victoria Scone.
Victoria's first, I would have done between Charity Case and Christopher Versace.
Agreed. Victoria Scone, she was cute and nice. She did not deserve to be top two. Top two was clearly.
I don't think that Christopher Versace won that lip sync either. It was.
Oh, yeah, we going to get there. But I feel like they really did. They really shaded Charity Case because Veronica Scone, again, she's great. Victoria Scone is great. She's lovely. She did not deserve to be in the top two. Should have been Charity Case and Christopher Versace. And with the lip sync, people were saying that Victoria didn't know the words. But honestly, in my honest opinion, it looked like neither of them fully knew the words or the song. Like, they were both, like, getting through it. Neither of them were, like, turning it.
Do you know it?
I know the hook, turn around. I don't know it now.
I love that song. I fucking love that song.
Of course you do. It's something you would love.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. It's fucking amazing. But anyway, I think that... honestly, it was a toss-up. Either one of them could have won. Like no one defeated the other. Then they had a lip sync for your life for the bottom two, and it was Electra Fitz versus Anubis. And bitch, as soon as it started, I was like, Anubis, it's a wrap, mama. Like, let it go. Become one with the women's guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Anubis was Electra straight up mollywopped Anubis on his lip sync, and Anubis became the first queen of Drag Race Season 3 UK to go home. Damn.
Oh, my God. I mean, there's kind of this, like, elite sorority, but also, like, a reluctant sorority of first. But there are some great girls. There are two specific girls who are in that sorority who are massive and two of the biggest, contestants in Drag Race history.
Shangela and Vanessa?
Yes.
Yeah.
True. And they both do it better than you. Why you laughing? I'm playing.
So do you think that Anubis will join that elite?
Don't set me up.
I'm asking you a question.
You're trying to set me up. And I'm not answering that question. I think Anubis' work will speak for itself. I think the queen of the pyramids will do her thing. I think her and her little squid will make the impact they need to make.
I said, what in the inkling, girl? No.
Yeah, but I also, I mean, I don't want to say it, but I don't.
What?
I'm thinking about Miss Electra Fence and how long she's going to last in the competition, too. And I don't know.
Okay, who do you think is going home next, honestly?
Honestly? It's going to be either Electra Fence or River Midway.
Yeah, I really like River. I really like River, but I think you're right. I think they're going to be either River or Electra next, for sure. Or maybe Scarlett Hollard.
Who is winning Drag Race UK season 3?
Charity Case, Crystal Versace, or Veronica Stone, Victoria Stone.
I think that, this is what I think. I don't think that Crystal Versace is going to be able to be funny at all. And that is a really big part of RuPaul's Drag Race. I just don't see it for her being funny. You know what I mean? I think that Victoria Scone is probably going to be hilarious. And I think the same with Charity Case. I think Charity Case and Victoria Scone are going to be the top two.
I can see that. But I mean, people thought about Aquaria. People were like, Aquaria, honey, she's only looks, she's only fashion. It's a wrap for her. She can't be funny.
Aquaria is hilarious. I think in her interview she's funny. In every challenge she's been funny. I think that Aquaria.
We knew that. But when it first started, Bob, again, because I looked at a lot because I was on that cast.
So you're real like,
first of all, get your fucking no nail finger out of ashy ass finger out of the camera.
Let's see your fingers, Mary.
Yeah, but my shit ain't ashy. Your shit is ashy as hell.
Your finger's not ashy.
it look ashy on this camera.
It is not ashy. How dare you? That's a microaggression, and you guys have these little white fans on some ashy.
Do you know what my friend?
Pass me that. Thank you. Now who asked you, nigga?
I was talking to my friend the other day, and he was like, girl, people don't know why people get ashy. And he pulled his leg out and he rubbed his nails against his leg. And bitch, he was ashy. I was like, oh my God, I've never seen a white ashy person before. It was crazy.
We're really breaking down the stereotypes.
You know what I'm saying? Are you excited to be talking about Drag Race to me again? Did you miss me?
I did miss you very much until you started doing this shit.
Did you like doing it with Thorgy more than me?
You know, Thorgy is very interesting and posed a lot of Thorgy challenged me in a new way. Let's put it that way. And she and Thorgy was gonna do a review. She told the fans she was gonna do it of UK. And let's see if it's coming out.
I think it's in solidarity with Thorgy. I'm gonna wear dreads the entire season to make you feel more comfortable.
Super. I think in solidarity with you, I'm gonna start smoking weed every time I go to work.
Oh my God, I would love Bobby. You started smoking. You know how I feel about you smoking weed. If you smoke weed, I would be so happy.
Why would you be happy if I lost my sobriety? What kind of monster are you?
Oh my God. So now
but like, you make me laugh, I'd be so happy.
You make your decisions for you. I would never, if you, God forbid, you were to relapse, you would tell me
or find happy. Out that information. You'd be happy for me.
I would find out that information and I would
and best be happy.
You to make you not want to do what the thing you don't want to do.
But you'd be happy though. You just said it. You want me to smoke crack?
I mean, how much?
I don't think anyone smokes a little crack. I don't think smoking a little crack is a. Well, I'll ask my dad. I think he's still on the bender. So we'll see. I'll call Frank up.
This is getting real. This is getting too much. We gotta go.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
A podcast network.